Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the Boston Marathon bombings have heightened security awareness here. Secret Service and SMU police are in the lead roles, but Dallas police have a large part to play in hosting five living presidents, handling dignitary motorcades, traffic, and protesters.
The support role we play, obviously, with so many dignitaries coming to our city is one that is going to involve a lot of our resources, both personnel and equipment. We will also obviously stand up our emergency operations center as a precautionary measure.
Chief Brown says police have identified Dallas locations that may have value as some sort of target and ramped up security, and he says he's confident they're prepared. Jody Evans from California is a co-founder of Code Pink, Women for Peace. She'll be among the protesters on the other side of Central Expressway from the SMU campus and the Bush Center. She says anger over the Iraq war is fueling the protests.
We're here to say shame, that we would be celebrating someone that hasn't even said they're sorry, when the facts have been exposed, when we all know that we went there for a lie.
Protesters are planning a week of events linked to the Bush Center opening called the People's Response. John Lingenfelder from Plano plans to be there.
To make sure people become aware and look into what happened over the 8 years of that presidency.
Former Army Colonel Ann Wright resigned the military over what she calls the illegal war in Iraq, as well as policies of torture. She would like to talk to students about the importance of what's in the new building on their campus.
People should be held accountable, and even though it's the president and his library, within the confines of that structure will be the evidence that should put him in jail.
But she won't be doing it on campus this week as security is extremely tight. Protesters did win a victory in court Friday when federal judge Jorge Solis ruled that Dallas could not enforce a city ordinance that bans the carrying of signs on, over, or near freeways. Organizers promise a week of peaceful protests to counter the high-profile library opening. BJ Austin, KERA News.